Today is the 5th of August, the year 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ, your internet pastor, retired philosophy professor, retired traffic officer, retired anything about a job trying to make money, but never retiring from doing what God has called me to do. I have the sad, sad news, and I want to dedicate this entire webcast to Clarence. At the passing of a dear friend of mine, we had a very unique relationship because it was just for 8 to 10 weeks, and after that we lost contact for most of our lives until here recently, maybe 2 years ago, when I located him in Chicago and called him, and we had such a lively conversation at least 3 times, but COVID took him away. I called the other day to speak to him, and a lady who introduced herself as his wife told me that COVID had taken him away. And, I was detailing my car today. I didn't feel like listening to music or anything like that. Oh, that's hardcore. Don't pay him any attention. He does that all the time. It's kind of warm in Los Angeles, and he sees cats and dogs walking in front of the house, and he's telling them, you know how they do. But I was thinking about Clarence Council. And that's a picture of him that I have up on the website. I'm going to keep the picture next to the webcast. I think it's one that a lot of young black men should listen to. Because today we count friendship kind of like out of the blue. Well, I'm going to dedicate this hour to, like I said, to Clarence Council. And I would talk with him, but he's just a little bit too far away. And he'd know the name of this because he and I spoke about these kinds of things.
You're a thousand miles away, but I still have your love to remember you by.
Ooh.
classic old school. Yeah, we'll get back to the old school music, but just let me say this about old school music. It meant a hell of a lot. I was in basic training with Clarence Council. That's where I met him. That's when you're drafted, and we were taken from all over the country during the Vietnam conflict. And I'm coming from the city that I was born in, Los Angeles, and Clarence Council came up in a little town in Arkansas, and I have to tell you, I couldn't remember the name of it after he told it to me. It was something that I'd never heard of. He told me about his young life there. Oh, we were best of friends because of our names. My last name, Coleman. His last name, Council. And so you had to stand next to the guy in alphabetical order all the time. So for that 10 weeks in basic training, Clarence Council was my buddy standing next to me. I don't know who the guy was on the other side of me because of the impression that, I mean, Clarence was my first buddy from the South, the Deep South. I never knew anyone like him. He had this, well, this accent, right? And I was intrigued by it because I've always spoken the way I'm speaking. And Clarence had a lot of kind of a southern drawl, a pull on his voice, you know? And he told me about how life was in the South, picking cotton and stuff like that. He was happily drafted. Where I guess I was too, because I had a job when I was drafted, and I never had a problem getting a job. I thought it'd be exciting seeing the world and let Uncle Sam pay for it. That's where I met Clarence Council. Nice fella, if you ever want to meet one. If you really want a friend that can be a friend of yours, and I'll call his wife back and tell her that I put this webcast up. And I'd love to speak with his son because there's a Clarence Council the third. And let me keep playing this music because when I think of Clarence, it takes me back to 1965. And so I cannot help but to think about the music that both of us used to dance off of. Life remember this dream. One? You remember this?
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. And you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open with me again. Boom, ding dong, ding dong, shalang, lang, lang. Oh, 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 life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. And you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life would be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is all I want. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream.
See, during the chorus back in the day, there was a real saxophone, and we danced. Take that girl's hand and swing her butt.
Boom, and open with me again, boom, boom, boom. Ding-dong, ding-dong, shabang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-
The name of the group, I'm sorry I didn't tell you the other. The name of this group was The Chords, you know, like strike a chord. That's the name. They did Shaboom. And You're a Thousand Miles Away. Well, that was The Heartbeats. The Heartbeats. Man, listen to the name of these groups and everything. Back in the day, a dedication to Clarence Council. Because, see, even though Clarence is not with us, oh, he's with us. See, and this is very unique. We were soldiers during the Vietnam carnage where they were sending brothers to kill the little yellow people. Oh, my God. And I was blessed to, I believe in speaking with Clarence, he told me that when I got my orders to go to, because we had to go to another training thing after basics, he got sent, his main duty station was in Alaska. And so that's why he lived. But he was telling me when I was speaking with him that so many of us, he mentioned men's names that I knew, and because they were in B Company with us. And he would mention the name, and I had my, because, you know, when you're in the Army and basics, I was going over the pictures and the names while Clarence was speaking with me, telling me about some of the guys that had died. And he always found me rather intriguing because I didn't come across like most brothers. I'm a little weird like that. I really love Clarence. He was a nice guy. And, you know, I never told him, thank you for being a friend. Basics was, basics in the Army was difficult for me. This was the first time that I was away from my family, home, and friends. But when I went there, I'm sure that Clarence remembered this song.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
The flamingos. I only have eyes for you.
Are the stars
The Flamingos, of course, we know that. Hold on, let me see who this is calling me here. Hello? Hello? What am I up to right now? I guess I'm about 16 minutes into a webcast. Why? No, what? Okay, holler at me later. Thank you. All right. Okay, I was just taking care of... Oh, that was a Flamingos. We know that. See, I'm playing this old school music because this is in memory to Clarence Council. These records are back in the day of the kind of music that we grew up on. It gave us the ideas about how we did our life. That's some of the conversations that Clarence and I had, was how different black people live. But there's one thing that we both knew, black people suffer. Clarence ended up in some kind of way in Chicago. And he's a very strict guy. I understand the phone number that I had, he told me, was a landline phone that he had not, he sounded like, you know, these new gadgets like computers and things. I told him what I do. I told him that I do my webcasts and I do podcasts almost every day and talk about various things, that I became a pastor, a traffic officer, a shipping clerk, a college professor, and did all that. And Clarence just kept that little country disposition. Yeah, well, you did a lot. You know, he just talked to me. Just, we were friends. And so I'm playing the music that reminds me of him. And that's why I was taking a picture out of the yearbook to put up on my website when I do this, because you aren't going to believe me that I'm telling you the truth. And so I want to put it up here. And there it is. Okay, I got a picture. Because it's important we have friends, and this COVID is a killer. And this COVID will take you out. And that's one of the things that I was telling him about when I called him, and I called him right at the beginning of COVID, because Morio, my play son, helped me find him. I was looking through the same Army album. It's called United States Army Training Center Infantry, Fort Polk, Louisiana. And I was in Company B, the 1st Battalion, and it just takes you back to memory lane. And when I first contacted Clarence after years and years of not thinking about him, putting forth any kind of disposition to know anything about him, I all of a sudden got an inkling to call him. And he was there, and he picked up the phone. I explained to him who I was, and after a short while, he said, "Yes, John." And I said, "Clarence, yes, it's me." I don't know. You know, I know people because I'm a retired pastor, you know, and I've always been a happy-go-lucky guy. I don't know what life dished out for Clarence. But he knew who I was, and he appreciated. I hope he appreciated the call. You know. Well, I'm going to play another number that I know that he would know what this is. Dedicated to Clarence Council.
Where are you, little star?
That's the kind of music me and Clarence listened to. And even if Clarence was from the South, the name of the group was called The Elegance. And anytime you heard rhythm and blues, rock and roll, anything, it was blended in with white American music also. It was simple back then. Everything was simple. Not as complex as it is today. You know, this COVID stuff, it's got to be the joke of the universe. Here I've had both of my shots, and I didn't ask Mrs. Council if her husband had his shots. I didn't ask. That's personal. That's neither here nor there. But, you know, a lot of people don't believe in that. And we spoke about that over the phone. Clarence and I, we spoke about the Tuskegee things and the other things that's happened to a lot of black men in this country. I've never been physically bitter about that. Like, if ever I want to talk about something about my country, I'm looking for something to spit in its face. Being black in this country is difficult for all of us. Whether I grew up in a small town in the middle of Arkansas or from a megapolis city like Los Angeles, which is ever growing, we're living in perilous times. Now, they had another group called, well, I know that my brother remembers this song, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hope that I have this keyed up right. I want to play the Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler, because I believe that Clarence Council would remember this. And if I don't have Duke of Earl keyed up, I'm getting old.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl.
can't stop a Duke of Earth. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I
Chandler used to wear that cape, and he'd come out on the stage. Man, he would entertain the troops, man, in Vietnam. I think he went over a couple of times. Gene Chandler, very, very popular. And that was a very popular song, especially for young black men. You know, we dukes, the Duke of Earl, and I want you in my dukedom. That's what he called it, Gene Chandler, way back in the day. Dedication time for Clarence Council, gone but never forgotten, an Army buddy of mine that passed away because of COVID. You know, I did a little spoof on Johnny Jones, my best friend in the church here. He died of COVID. And here now Clarence is the second person that I've known up in age that has died of COVID. And so we're going to listen to The Crest now. And The Crest is going to, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. We're going to listen to The Del Vikings. Now, I know that Clarence remembers this, because everybody that was alive during this time knows this record.
Well,
or the Dell Vikings. I'm telling you, they're not going to let you forget that. And I'm not going to let you forget it either. You know, hey, man, hats down to the rappers. Hats down to the Lil Waynes. Hats down to the Nas X. Hats down to you boys. You making music and you making money. Back in the day, it was the Dell Vikings. And all they was asking is that the girl would just come and go with us. You know, me and Clarence used to discuss whether we would ever get married. And I remember telling him this. I said, man, I wouldn't even know how to be with no woman. Because when I went into the Army, I was a virgin. I don't know whether Clarence was. Because you didn't go around asking people questions like that. You know, but just in talking, I just said, man, I wouldn't. And got out of the Army, and within 9 months, I was married. Can you believe it? To one of the most beautiful Asian Filipino women in the world. I couldn't believe it. My life was a whirlwind. I got married. And it was a loving marriage, but nah, we weren't as happy as we could be if we had gotten with someone else. But, you know, we suffered it and went through it, and hey, I'm grateful to God. I can still talk about it. A lot of people can't. A lot of people can't. And that's why I take this time, and I remember Clarence Council, and I want his family to remember him, to remember what Daddy taught you, and know that he came from a life of difficulty. I don't know whether his family ever had him talk about his Army days and things like that. But come go with me. Wasn't that something? Oh, man. But here's a group. And they named this after a bird, the Penguins. Ah, remember this one?
Just a fool.
the Penguins. No, they did not make music like that. And you know, it's usually done in one little room studio. Piano, a bass fiddle, and a saxophone, and some drums. That's all. Black men singing out of their heart. Earth Angel, man, when me and Clarence thought about gals, where you gonna find one of them? Oh, my goodness. Thinking about my old school buddy. And listen, Clarence can hear this. He's not gone. No. The spirits where love's, you know, is dwelling, the spirits are there. And we know that to be true because one of the first rock and roll records let us know that, and it said it in the words. The first rock and roll record. You know what the first rock and roll record was? Why do fools fall in love? Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. This was before Michael Jackson. This was before Snoop Dogg. This was before John Legend. Man, what you talking about, man? This is, man, are you kidding me? Not Michael Jackson. No. Don't embarrass me. They had other guys that could sing with that high octave in the voice. I was one of those guys. I just never, you know, I was more of an announcer than an entertainer. But that was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Reading about him, he had a stream of women. And he died a poor man battling. They were battling it in the courts. Why do fools fall in love? He could have asked himself that question. See, if I had remained friends with Clarence Council, I would have been asking those questions of him for years. But he married just like I did. And so maybe this influenced him. It was back in the day. Hey, I saw him crying in the chapel.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears. just a plain and simple child.
Gospel in it. I mean, crying in the chapel, man, church, praying, marriage, love, commitment. That's the kind of world that Clarence Counsell and John Coleman were born into. Those are the kind of ideas that gave us life and kept us going, even in the face of that horrible COVID. You know, I tell my daughters, they're on a holiday this weekend together, and that's wonderful. I tell them to relish life and enjoy it. And they're 50 and 52 years old, so my daughters are up in age. And so you know what that does to me. And so when I played this music, it's taking me back. Decades and decades and decades. As a matter of fact, if you listen very closely to that crying in the chapel, you can hear somebody sneeze in the background. I mean, you have to really listen. And listening to these old records on CD is marvelous. And, of course, my website, I have sermons on there, Christian messages when I was a pastor. I have tons of things on this website. You can get lost in it. I know one thing, me and Clarence was concerned about doing this as soon as we got out of the Army.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la.
Oh, Lord, when I get to bed
That was our first priority when we got out of the Army, was to get a job. Now, you know, these young men, it seems like all they want to do is just pick up a check every 2 weeks. Don't want to work. I've never seen anything like that in my life, really. I've been working with men in my life now for years, and that's one of the dilemmas that strikes me. You know, even if it's a trade job, you know, work in one of these automobile factories. Learn how to do that. Get with something. You know what? I heard on the news that by the year 2030, America will not be producing anything but electric cars across the whole country. So does that tell you what kind of industry you need to start looking into getting? You know, you need to start looking into, man, I better get with this technology and this science and all this other stuff. And it's important that we stay with the times if we're going to ride in this system, or if I should put it this way, if we are able to ride it out. Yeah, get a job. Yeah. Boy, this has been a great time, and I'm going to continue to play. I'm going to end up it by playing this song, and I want to thank those of you about coming to my website, because you make me do this.
I always.
Clarence, very soon, my brother, I'll join you in the celestial places, and maybe again as old friends, we can talk about life the way it was, life that was supposed to make us happy, fulfill us, to complete us. I'm sorry that you had to live to see this plague. And I pray for blessings on your family and your offspring, and may your life go on in them. God bless. Clarence Council, a friend indeed.